Hey everybody, welcome back to the podcast. Now before I get started today, I wanted to make sure that I give a shout out to Jeannie Colwin Coaching. Jeannie Colwin is a stress and mind-body coach in Los Angeles. You might remember that she actually guest hosted the podcast in January and came on live with me last August in 2021. Jeannie facilitates breathwork to decrease stress, release stuck negative emotions, and decrease pain. Having trouble calming the monkey mind? She's your gal. It's not about controlling or managing your stress or thoughts. Instead, it's about shifting and improving the relationship that you have with them. Jeannie spent 16 years battling fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, and a myriad of other chronic symptoms that left her physically and mentally exhausted. She healed herself completely and is obsessed with getting her clients fast results. And I've got some exciting news. Jeannie's launching her first ever group coaching program next month, and you can take advantage of this pre-sale opportunity. If you've been nervous to commit to one-on-one coaching because of time or money, or perhaps you're just not feeling ready, the group coaching environment could be your next step. This three-month coaching program will focus on decreasing stress so that you can regulate your nervous system and have more guilt-free fun. If you want to learn more about this program, sign up on Jeannie's waitlist, which is in the show notes to receive more info. If you're interested, I encourage you to sign up because this will be a small group and those spots are going to fill up quickly. Go check her out. It is Wednesday, April the 20th. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. Now, before I get started, a couple weeks ago, I came on and I said that I had lost two patrons of the podcast. I don't know why. I don't know how. It could just been a coincidence. It could have been that I was talking about this this relapse that I was having. But I have three new patrons now. So Emily, Brent, and Paul, thank you all so much. Welcome to the Mind and Fitness Podcast. And if you're interested in contributing monetarily, helping keep this this podcast available and free, make sure you go to patreon.com/ the Mind and Fitness Podcast to learn more. So in addition to those three, Amanda, Elise, Enda, Dominic, Sasha, Sylvie, James, John, Jason, Mindy, Irina, Kelly, Tony, Michael, Anthony, Christina, Ross, Julie, Brian, Arnie, and Barb. Thank you all so much for continuing to support the podcast. It has been a heck of a week since the last time that you heard me. So if you were if you tuned in last week, it was largely, in fact, it was entirely, well, like 95%. I had Tova Goldfein and Rose Hoey on the podcast, and I was in fairly dire straits. And one thing that the whole intent was to interview them. What is your background? How did you get into this? Why do you do this? That kind of stuff. That was the whole intent of the show. And then it quickly morphed into essentially a therapy session for me. And I will tell you, once I hung up that call, I felt lighter. I felt better. I don't know if it was because I was vocalizing what it was that I was saying. None of it was new information that I was saying, but just saying it was another thing. So then the next day, or a day or two later, I went to therapy because I started thinking once I got at that call with Tova and Rose, there's all these problems and all these things that I'm trying to solve, and I just don't feel like I'm getting there. The normal stuff that I always do isn't working. Somatic tracking and the Stark reactor and the journaling and the feeling and the, all that kind of stuff is not, it's not making an impact. My back still is hurting. My low back still is hurting. And at that point it had been going on for 5 weeks or 6 weeks. I started thinking, I'm just sad about all this stuff together. The death of Barkley, the trip from a couple months prior, all this, my clients, my things are going my way, you know, creatively and professionally and all that stuff. And I walked into my therapist's office last Thursday and I said, I'm feeling sad and I need you to help me figure out why, like what's going on. So we talked through it. You know, we talked, it was basically a repeat of the session that I had with Tova and Rose. And this was last Thursday. Wasn't really any new information. I had told him that he was like, well, what do you usually do when you're in these situations? And I was like, you know, I do this somatic practice where I essentially focus on where like Tony Stark's reactor would be from Iron Man. And I just put laser focus there and I do it for a couple of minutes and I wake up and I don't have any sort of pain. And I'm like, it's just not working. So he had talked about, I was just kind of amped up the way that I was talking about these things. And so, he'd said, you know, it might be worth just doing some breathing exercises for a very short time, you know, 30 seconds or a minute or whatever, and then go into your somatic practice, and kind of see how that treats you. See if that can do it, because maybe I'm so wound up and need to be just chilled and then go into doing the things that I do that have worked well in the past. I never got around to doing that stuff. And I will tell you that, so that appointment was on Thursday, and then Friday, again, still I'm working out. I'm doing all that. I went running and did just like a CrossFit workout. The biggest issue has been squatting and pulling off the floor. Still just lower back has been so tense, and all that. So I go to the Mariners game. The Mariners played the Astros on Friday night. I was there. I was at the game. Went with my wife. Met up with some people there, saw some old friends, all that kind of stuff. Still definitely feeling sore and not like myself totally. But we go to this game as the home opener, had a blast. Mariners crushed them. I think they won 11-1. But there was a point there, it was probably around the third inning or so. And I don't know why this came to me, but I was just sitting there. And I was just kind of thinking about how the previous 6 months had six weeks had transpired. All these different things with the dog, and I have some clients, and you know, my kids and our trip, and the pandemic, and things my company does I don't agree with, and you know, just on and on and on. And I just kind of said to myself, "What am I trying to control? And is this even something that I can have control over?" And it was like a real moment of reflection. It was like a real epiphany. I just felt such a sense of calm in doing that, just saying that, like coming to that realization. And it really takes me back to the phrase that I've said a bazillion times on this: it is what it is. And so I just kind of started to take Sarno's phrase of thinking psychologically, and instead I just, because that's very hard to, it's hard to make tangible. If I just say, "Hey, Johnny, your back hurts, think psychologically," like, what does that mean? But something that is easier is instead sort of looking around the room at what do I have going on in my life right now and saying, what am I trying to control right now? And in fact, when the pain comes, and saying, like asking myself and thinking, what am I trying to control right now? And better yet, what am I trying to control right now that I really don't have any control over? I think that the desire and requirement of trying to control situations or be in control of things, because that in a lot of ways, like that's sort of what, you know, the stories we tell ourselves, we sit here and we become this inner critic, and we're a perfectionist and we're a goodist and all these things that Sarno talked about in his book. But like, what are behaviors that are aligning with that perfectionism? Well, it's trying to control. And we all do this. We have these like fake arguments with people in our head, and like with our mom or with our spouse or with our kids or with our friends or whatever. And you're having this argument in your head about the situation, or you're reliving a situation, and you're like changing the outcome, or you're putting them on blast, but in your head, what are you really doing? You're trying to control the situation. You're trying to control what's going on. Because if you can control what's going on, you never have to feel wrong. You never have to be wrong. You can always be 100% right. And that's seeking control. So I'll give you some examples. I was seeking control of a pandemic that I had no control over. I was seeking control of a dead dog or a dying dog. I had no control over that. In my mind, I felt like I did. Did I put him on enough drugs in the year that he before he passed? My kids' feelings, if they're sad about something or upset about something. My oldest is, her second grade teacher is now on maternity leave. She's gone for the rest of the school year, and she's been dreading this substitute of hers. And if for nothing else, I think just because she mostly misses her regular teacher. So me trying to find resolution to that to help her through it is trying to control her feelings. With my clients, trying to get them to purchase earlier, purchase more, whatever the case is, that's trying to control my clients. My company's decisions, the way that they handle certain things, you know, me trying to bark louder to get a different outcome, that's me really trying to control it when there's probably not a lot that I can control. And these things are all uncontrollable. And I can see why that would be enraging to the unconscious mind. But in reality, you and I don't need to take that roller coaster into the abyss of misery. It made me think of In All the Rage, and I'm going to play a clip in a second from that or part of that. Dr. Arlene Feinblatt was talking, and I feel like all this stuff is in the same arena of when she's talking about feelings, that's all we're really talking about here. You know, on one hand, you have this thing or this thought, and you're saying, don't think that, don't think that. Because you're trying to control the situation. So here's what I will tell you. I was sitting there at that game on Friday, roughly the third inning. It was early. And I just had that thought. What am I trying to control? I'm trying to control all these things. I can't control everything. I can't make everything perfect. Trying to retell stories in my head and all this kind of stuff. I gave that more thought. I'm literally feeling my back, the pain wilt away immediately. Late Friday night, it was probably 2 or 3 in the morning. I was woken up suddenly by a back spasm in my low back. It literally woke me up, kicked my feet forward into like the fetal position. And I thought to myself, like, can't control it. What are you trying to control? And immediately it went away. I fell back asleep. I've been looking at my beats per minute. I post this on the Facebook group, The Deleters of Pain, if you're not a part of it. I posted a screenshot because I wear a Fitbit every day. It's got a beats per minute monitor on it that literally, like, I had this epiphany on Friday, and you just see the beats per minute drop and drop and drop. You know, at the peak of this thing over the last 6 weeks, I was at 56 beats per minute, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it's kind of a lot for me. Usually at like 52 or so, 51. It's just been one less every single day. So mellowed out all the way down to 48, actually, now. I kept thinking about it over the weekend. Control. What are you trying to control? It was like an elevated level of consciousness. Which Hannah Studley has come on this podcast to talk about. And I'm going to have her back. Her and I were talking today, and I was telling her about this. And pain's gone. I lifted yesterday. I did snatches and squats. I lifted today. I've got my regular lifting regimen going on the rest of the week. The pain's gone. I woke up Friday. It hurt. It hurt a lot. I had that epiphany on Friday night. Pain was gone. Let's say 75% gone on Saturday, 85% gone on Sunday, 95% gone yesterday. And right now, as I talk, it's totally gone. So if you're listening to this, maybe it would be a good practice for you to just either give it some thought or maybe write it down. Things in your life right now, like I've talked about this before, like making a list of the things maybe that make you angry, that you're sad or whatever. You can do that, or maybe just make a list of anything that's really in your head at the moment, and what do you have 100% control over, and what do you not have any control over? I kind of feel like I'm really onto something. I don't know. At least for me. I've just felt so much lighter and emptier in the best possible way, like really like at peace, like at ease. In fact, Friday, after this had happened, again, it happened in the third inning. And by like the 6th, 7th, or 8th inning, I feel like I'm annoying the shit out of my wife because I'm just making extra jokes or just saying whatever. It's like, because usually my head is just so occupied, so much space and real estate is being occupied by telling stories or talking about this or talking about that or thinking about this or thinking about that. I just didn't have that. I just felt empty in a great way, like peaceful. Felt very nice. I'm going to play this clip. I played this clip. How long ago would this have been? I asked Michael Galinsky for a clip like this in November of 2019. So this is about 3 years ago I would have posted this. All the Rage, which is Michael Galinsky's documentary about Dr. Sarno. There was a guy in there named Prince A, Prince E, Prince, and then space EA. And this is the clip that came to mind as the weekend was rolling on and I just wasn't having any pain or symptoms anymore. So let's give this a listen, and then we'll take off for the day. Okay, let's make sure my audio is good. Okay, let's listen.
I was driving to meet Prince E, who did this amazing video about stress in 60 seconds. And on the way there, I saw the sign that said "Pain Body." So I figured, let's grab Prince and bring him here. So tell me what you know about stress.
Stress, right? There are no stressful situations, you know. We become stressed because of how we interpret a situation, how we relate to a situation. It's too many items on the shelf. And when you have too many items on the shelf, eventually, it falls in. That's a mental breakdown, right? So we got to take things off the shelf. We got to learn how to let go of things, you know? I mean, we create the world that we see. You know, we co-create it, right? It's a psycho-physical world that we live in. You know, everything is our interpretation. So it would make sense to not try to change the world, but try to change ourselves in order to deal with the world.
You know? A lot of this has come to you in the last couple of months, right? I know you are well known for your music and stuff, but 50 million views of things that you said.
Yeah, it's recent, and it came, I think, from my spiritual insights, you know? I mean, I just, you know, being a rapper for 7 years, it didn't really make me happy. You know, I say there's a difference between satisfaction and fulfillment. You know, I wanted to find something that was fulfilling, and I stopped comparing and competing, and I just decided to be. You know, I mean, and that's what life isn't meant to be suffered through or to be resisted against to try to become something. It's, you're already where where you need to be. You know, you just have to, they say enlightenment isn't in the attaining of truths, it's the removing of lies. So when we remove all of these things that we've been told, all of our conditioning, we come to that happy place of emptiness, you know, and we can truly live our lives instead of letting life live us. You know, we're about 10 minutes from Ferguson right now. You know, we have so much devastation going on, so much conflict. When a being identifies with their spiritual being, I mean, racism falls away, corporatism falls away, exploitation falls away, all these things just die. Because how can you exploit another, how can you even do harm to another being, you know, if you understand who you truly are? You know, Jesus in the Bible, you know, and I'm not even religious, you know, I'm not a Christian, but I know, you know, Jesus has some interesting words to say. He said, forgive them, they know not what they do. And a lot of people, they know not what they do because they know not who they are, you know. But I do know that when you find out who you are, what you are, things just happen and things just unfold for you, which is why I think I've attained a lot of success. But not only success, you know, through the numbers, you know, 50 million views, but just to be at peace, you know, is I think the most beautiful form of success. That's it.
Yeah.
He's got this line in there where he says that it's not about, what was it? Enlightenment isn't about the attaining of truths, it's the removing of lives or of lies. And when we can remove all that, we come to this happy place of emptiness, at peace. And in a lot of ways, that's how I feel. It was like deep evaluation of anything I thought control. I mean, literally, if I lined up 100 things right now in my life that are taking up space on my shelf, as he would say. I've only got control like three, four, five of them, maybe. Not really much else. And that's okay. And to come to that realization is great. It's settling. That's what I got. It was a really great week. So, hope everybody out there, hope you're doing well, happy, healthy. Shoot me a DM or a message if you have any questions. I'll talk to you later.